air.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dion, and the king of the fish dip, Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and thank you for joining us. And we got Mr. Altman, the fish dipper, is out dipping his fish.
Yeah.
I guess.
Prompt as always.
Prompt as always. Okay, let me get my headset here fixed. Oh, good. It's kind of hard to, when you're hearing your own echo in your brain with nothing going through your ears. It's kind of weird. How you doing, sir? You hearing everything okay?
I got you five by five.
Good. Joe, you want to introduce our guest today?
We have in studio the surf fishing expertado, Mr. Noel Kuhn. Noel, how you doing, bud?
Man, it's great to be here again.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I hope he did a lot of reading on sharks before you came here.
We'll
take the whole second hour.
trying to explain that to people coming in the shop, and they were going, No, that's not the response I want to hear from people, because it's pretty serious business, you know.
Especially when if you're on the beach and you've got 1,000 eyes behind you watching you.
That's right.
Yep.
It's, I tell you, I did do a lot of reading on that, and I still don't understand it all. Well, first of all, I guess my knowledge of all the sharks is not what you would think it would be after living on the beach for 71 years.
How many species, in the Northeast Florida area, do you estimate there is? 30, 40? 20?
30 would probably cover it.
I think so. You wouldn't have believed the list I went through. Yeah. I was going, oh, my goodness.
And the majority off the beach are what? Black tips, spinners?
Black tips, spinners, bonnet head, Atlantic sharp nose. Mm-hmm. And that gets more difficult. Then you get fine nose and black nose, lemons. Any day you can catch 10 different ones right on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of times everybody's thinking they're catching hammerhead sharks.
And their bonnets.
Or
shovel head.
Same fish. Same fish.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But there are also hammerheads there. But it's a completely different shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bonnet head it's a rounded head, whereas the hammerhead is more of a elongated
more
type
of a T-shaped. T-shaped. Got the eyeballs on both the outer edges of the.
Yeah, the body is a T-shape with the hammerhead part being the top of the T. Right.
And catching a juvenile hammerhead is rare. I surf fishing this beach for 43 years, I've not caught one, but somebody beside me caught one, and the difference is huge.
Yeah,
is that distinctive T-shape instead of that shovel head.
Now, you get into 25, 30, 40 feet of water, it changes.
I bet it does.
And then you get a little deeper, and it changes even more. So,
me and Terry went out yesterday, and everybody we talked, yesterday, July 4th, and in the morning time, it was a very pleasant morning. It was kind of cloud cover. It was a little breeze. And then about 10 o'clock, it's like somebody threw a match on top of the boat. It just got hot. I mean, real hot. And so we worked our way in. But flounder was about the only thing that we saw. We didn't see a red, and nobody at the marina that had come in. Because about 11 o'clock, the whole world started boating. And we said, it's time to get out of here.
Wow.
And the guys that did come in, the guides were out. They were entertaining their customers with, what do you call them, the poor man's tarpon, ladyfish.
Yeah, ladyfish, yeah.
So the kids and everybody was all excited catching ladyfish, because that was about, the only thing we saw. I was kind of anxious for Jeff to be here, because him and Craig Van Brocklin had some nice catches of some redfish, which I haven't seen. But let me tell you something. I went to the doctor, got some great reports, except of my diabetes. My eating habits at age 71 have caught up with me. So I head down towards Publix, because I'm eating a fruit breakfast every morning or oatmeal. And one of the guys who works at Publix, he is one of our regular customers, and he buys all these voodoo products. He brought out, and I got them on my phone if you would like to look at them during one of the breaks. He brought out some trout that I could not believe that he was throwing voodoo baits, which is an artificial bait, in the surf by the pier, and you would not believe some of the trout that guy has caught with that artificial bait, using it by the pier. I mean, he had 23-24 inch trout, big old, some of them are big old fat things, you know, they had to be full of rope, but thank goodness he let them all back, put them back, and didn't keep them. So I've never, in all my years of fishing the surf, I've never used artificial outside of, you know what? It's fun getting older. Outside of fish bites.
Yeah.
About the only thing that you could classify as being artificial that I've ever used.
Yeah.
Now, on the pier I have, I was one of the few people that ever used the top water, and you had to wait till you had an area where you could work it. Now, that was fun, throwing that top water on the pier and the trout coming after that. That was a lot of fun. Watch
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Same is still true today in the surf.
Uh-huh. That's what
I'm early saying. In the morning, throwing the top water.
Uh-huh.
It works really good. And there's been a lot of trout in the surf since at least before June 1st.
Yeah.
Till now.
That's what
a lot of people, a lot of people catching them in the surf early in the morning, whether on a a float with a shrimp or throwing top water.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So it's people are learning how to fish without the pier being there.
Yeah.
And learning how to do other stuff. Well,
they've had 2 years of good practice.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, by the way, people listening that are interested in the Jacksonville Beach Pier, the newest date.
Oh, here we go.
I got a call from some publication yesterday. Or was it yesterday? And I forgot which one it
Jacksonville Weekly, whatever it was.
Wanted my opinion on the pier. And I said, you don't want my opinion on the pier.
That's why I gave it to you, because he didn't want mine either.
So,
but the newest complete date is in September, guys. And that's when the construction will start.
I was like, what decade?
Yeah, they didn't say that. They just said September.
Wow.
And, it's moved back again. It was supposed to start in March.
March.
Wow. And then they come in and, well, we haven't got a contractor yet. You know, bids are still going out, and so.
It's been the most unbelievable situation I've ever seen. And some of the guys, I've got to start agreeing with them. They're saying, well, it's not sitting next to the Gator Bowl. So, I call it the Gator Bowl still.
Yeah.
And so, therefore,
if it doesn't have that cat logo on it, it ain't going to get much attention
anytime soon. But now, anyway, September with about a year's construction time. The main thing I haven't seen, matter of fact, we tried to get the plans about 3 or 4 months ago and we couldn't get our hands on them. But now they're saying. Yesterday when the paper called me, they said the elevation's going to start close to where the shed's at. And my first impression was it was going to go about halfway and then go up.
Well, yeah. You mean where the building is now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
it's if it does that, it's going to give you a little bit more height in the surf. I don't know how that's going to work, but...
Well, they had it down in St. Augustine.
Yeah, that did go high out there. Okay. All right, 904-831-1023 is the number you want to give us a call, 831-1023. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Sunny 102.3 FM. I had to correct your post on that. I think when you put a post up, you had the old logo.
Okay.
904-831-1023, Sunny 102.3 FM, Gone Fishing Show. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? There's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip Altman.
He's dipping somewhere. I don't know what. But anyway, I don't know if you saw... You remember Christine, the young lady that we had the picture in the Fishing Connection not too long ago with the big old freshwater trout?
Yes.
She caught a doormat flounder, which I'll get a picture of that, I hope, and we're going to have it in the paper. But for this time of year, that size flounder she caught, it was nice. It was unbelievable, really. It was a tournament-type flounder.
Wow.
So the flounder bite... Matter of fact, the last two or three times I've been out, that's been it. It's been flounders. And a lot of the guides are complaining about the redfish. They don't seem to be able to find schools of them or anything. And I haven't gone back, but I plan on doing it next week and check what the heat index is compared to last couple of years past, and if it's any warmer or not. The water temperature yesterday, if I remember correctly, was around 85 degrees.
That's warm.
No doubt. It's changed things drastically in my world.
Has it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really surprised. We're getting a couple of late runs of pompano. You know, usually when water gets above 80, they're scarce. When it's in the mid-80s, it's rare, but we're still catching pompano.
Now, is the ocean still that warm? I haven't
dropped a thermometer in it, but when they're broadcasting on the news, it bounces back between 80 and 84.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, there was some talk that there was maybe a thermocline starting down below Daytona Beach area, a little bit further down maybe. And have you heard anything about that?
No, but I felt it one day.
Did you?
At about a mile north of Volano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There at Surfside Park. Had a charter in the morning, and by 11 o'clock it was broiling hot. And I was beat, so I thought, you know, I'm just like a dip. Uh-huh. It felt like that you tucked me.
Wow.
I know it wasn't that cold.
Right, right.
But it was, well, I don't
you
know
could
how,
tell the difference.
Oh,
too.
Definitely. I mean, when you get in it, it was chilling. So y'all, we had some kind of mini thermocline at least come reach that beach.
The people, thermocline, God, this is hard to imagine, but the bottom comes to the top. The top goes to the bottom, and the bottom water is cooler than the top water.
They also call it an upwelling.
Upwelling, yes, yeah, exactly that, right. You're one of the first people.
Don't oh, yeah, man.
The reason I knew that is because of the research I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, the first time it hit me, I think it was about 20 years ago. We're going out on the Mayport Princess. It's the middle of the summer, and we're hitting a fog bank.
Mm-hmm.
That water was so cold, and we weren't even catching any fish offshore because it got so brutally cold. But, yeah, we upwelling. That water comes out of those tens of thousands of feet deep and rolls all the way up to the beach like an underwater wave.
The underwater wave. Exactly what it is. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, where does the change come in with the condition of the sand? As far as Jacksonville Beach is all sand.
Right.
You get further south, it starts turning into shell. Where does that start at, more or less? South of Ponte Vedra, just?
Yes, and it starts and stops all the way down the coast.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, and usually on one side of the inlet more so than the other. But, yeah, if you leave the Jacks Atlantic Beach area and you start getting to Ponte Vedra, you get a little bit more shell.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get down to Guana, you know, past Michler's,
right,
then you got a huge amount of shell. Especially from like what used to be the gate stations, now the Exxon station.
Right. It'll always be the gate station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start there and walk north. It's just all fluffy red, you know, coquina shell sand.
Right.
So, and that to me, that just, there's more life in that sand.
Mm-hmm.
I know sand fleas and little crabs, You know, they live in that better, I guess, because of the organisms they eat. But yeah, I like fishing on a red fluffy sand beach more so than a hard packed beach.
Now, I tell a lot of people when they come in that, you know, you've got a lot of, some are elderly, you know, that can't sling a rod, you know, 150, 200 yards off the beach. But I tell a lot of them, I say, look, the majority of your fish are within 50 to 75 yards off the beach in these sloughs, you know. And when that wave comes up, it builds, and then it breaks. It's breaking into the slough, correct?
Right. Breaks on the bar.
On the bar.
And carries all the goodies.
And then stirs all that, and that's where everything's feeding at, more or less.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you get a second impact on the dry sand, it'll also stir up more fleas and little crabs.
And it'll bring them out.
And, of course, one of their big diets, the clams, also.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, if they can't cast very far, you know, which most people can't, if you go to one of those high-impact beaches, like we just talked about, like at the gate station,
mm-hmm.
on a high tide, you don't have to cast but 30 feet. You cast 30 feet there now, and you're in 10 or 15 feet of water.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Used to be some of my most fun fishing. There was three of us that would go, take about 12 rods. Of course, we were younger. We could get over sand dunes and carry
running back and forth all morning long.
Yeah, yeah. Great time.
Yep.
Now it's as you sit in the chair and go, oh, number three's dipping. I'll get it later.
Number three anymore.
Yeah, number three.
That's why I don't even take a chair now. I call it aerobic fishing.
Yeah.
You know, just run. If you're not casting, you're catching or you're rebaiting.
Wow.
So, but you know what? There is nothing wrong the way we all started. One pole, one rod holder, and a bucket.
Right.
And if you carry a chair too, just sit back and relax.
Oh, you had a bucket.
That's the way I started. Was one little piece of PVC.
I didn't think about a bucket.
A 5-gallon bucket.
Bucket. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we added the pool coolers, because we could fill up a cooler sometimes. Boy.
I used to catch it and roll up my T-shirt, put it in the T-shirt, and put it in my cooler.
Oh, jeez. No wonder you still smell. Jeez.
God. What was that? Oh. Old fishermen never die. They just smell that way.
Yeah, smell that way. Yeah. That's right.
Jeez.
Try leaving a sand flea in your pocket when it goes through the laundry.
I haven't done that one.
Yeah, catching sand fleas, you're in a hurry, put them in your chest pocket and forget to take one or two of them out. Yeah.
And then she's washing the laundry, she pulls a few out, and she goes, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah, you're sleeping on a couch tonight, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Tomorrow morning, we apparently got some low tides. We got a low tide coming up close to about 7 a.m. at the jetties tomorrow. So Mill Cove, you're looking at 7:15, 7:30-ish around Rick's shop. What?
8:30.
8:30-ish. So it's going to be, yeah. It's saying Mill Cove at 7:15 at Mill Cove. So you're looking at the jetties at 6:30-ish then. So it's going to be 7:30, 8 o'clock, your store.
Right. Yeah, we fished the last of the outgoing, the first of the incoming on the 4th. It was, God, that tide don't seem right. But you might be. I haven't checked it. So anyway. Yeah. So I love the incoming and high tide. That's my, and I surf fishing, I love it. The last of the incoming and all the outgoing tides, my favorite tides.
When did I worked afternoon shift the other day, didn't I? When I came over the bridge, it was high tide, and that was at noon.
Something like that.
So that's probably about about right then. Yeah.
And those big low tides early in the morning, I really like this in the flat beaches.
Yeah, you got to.
Because then you can get to the second trough.
Exactly. Cause
all those flat beaches have a second trough.
Uh-huh.
And early in the morning, like tomorrow morning, be there at 5:45, enough light to put a bait on the hook. And with just a moderate cast, you can get across that shallow trough into the second one. They'll back out to that second trough.
Are you walking out to the second bar at all?
No, sir.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I used to.
You got a lot of ankle biters out there now. They're coming in closer. I don't know what's going on, but they just seem to be coming in closer.
I used to go to the old pier all the time at low tide and walk across. The walk across to the first bar is not really tide water. It's kind of a slough that's been left over, and the water barely kind of
a little basin,
yellow basin or something like that. But you don't want to go past that first sandbar.
No, and you really need to pick it carefully because, you know, I don't know if it's happened to you guys, but it used to happen to me a lot. You walk out, and maybe you can't tell quite how deep it is, but it's low tide.
Yeah.
And you walk out, and it's waist deep. Oh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before the sandbar, all of a sudden you're up on your toes holding your rod above you, trying not to get wet. Yeah. This is not a good idea.
Yeah,
no. I need to turn myself around.
Yeah.
But we've all done it. But I think the reason because there's more ankle biters in the surf is the reason I'm doing more and more casting lessons.
Yeah,
that's just, you know, not time on the beach, just time on the soccer field, learning right. how to cast long ways.
Yep.
So you don't have to wade.
You got to go home with two legs, man.
But you're right. Yeah. There seems to be more and more shark attacks going on.
Mm-hmm.
How about right down to a percentage because there's more and more people in the water?
Yeah.
I really think, you know, New Smyrna.
Social media, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. It's, you know, has it changed over the last 15 years? Maybe it's been the same. It's just more more publicized now. I guess
Everybody's got a camera.
Everybody got a camera. Everybody's on Facebook, and all it takes is the word shark. You know, and there you go. It's all over. Millions of people are in
the
world.
On Facebook, they showed the people swimming the other day. God, less about knee deep water.
Yeah,
and how many sharks are around them?
Mm-hmm. Especially that one, that 5-foot black tip that came right up and looked at him.
Looked at
thought about, is that something to eat? And turned away. And those people never knew it was there.
And how many great whites were spotted off of? Was it New Jersey? No, in the Northeast somewhere.
Well, and you know, it is because of social media and more research vehicles like the OSearch. They've always come here.
Yep.
They've been coming here for hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
But now that they're tagging great whites and know that they, you know, swim right by the pier along the sandbar.
Yep.
So they've always been here, but
it's amazing how they can tag a shark and say off the coast of New Jersey somewhere, and a month and a half later, the same thing is pinging south of Louisiana.
Well,
it's amazing.
You can follow their. They have the charts a lot of them. And Jacksonville Beach has been pretty famous for couple of the big ones that come in here.
Yeah, even back, was it in the early 70s when the guy caught the really big black or hammerhead? Was it Blackie?
Oh, Blackie off the pier,
exactly. Yeah, they've always been
that
here.
That famous photo.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break coming up. 831-1023 is the phone number. 904-831-1023. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. We're in Jacksonville, Florida. The website is gonefishingshow.com. You can download the app from that website. You can listen to the show live streaming off your computer. Or you can just tune in to 102.3 FM. In studio today, Mr. Noel Kuhn. We're talking some surf fishing today and some local angling. We've got Jeff, the late dip guy. Late dip. He's on his way. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Lincoln Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
My husband and I need new phones, and we're looking to save money.
Well, you've come to the right place. Look no further. Sprint has the deal for you. Double the fun. Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint.
Wow, iPhone XR has an amazing camera. Get in here for a selfie.
Okay, great idea. Do I look okay? How's my hair?
I'm switching to Sprint.
Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint. All you need is approved credit and 18-month leases. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR, 64GB, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines of service. If cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Excludes tax.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusted sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Okay, guys, we got a big week starting this Friday and then the following week. And that's called the Kingfish Week. It's coming up. The Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament kicks off on Friday with the captain's meeting for the Redfish Tournament. The Redfish Tournament is divided into boats and kayaks. There's a kayak division, mm-hmm. which Rick's Bait and Tackle, I'm proud to say, donated a kayak to that. And then the Redfish Tournament, which... Here I go. I think this is it. Correct. In the Kingfish Redfish Tournament, it is divided up into a spots and large redfish division. In other words, you might have a smaller redfish with 99 spots, and you might win, even though as long as your redfish is legal size. And then you could win also with the largest redfish. And if you got an 8-plus pounder, you might be in the money there. Very well thought out tournament they have done. So in the Redfish Division.
All right, on the Redfish Division, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, July 13th.
It's the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Two divisions, powerboat and kayak. Prizes will be awarded for the top five fish in each category, with $1,500 cash going to the top fish in the powerboat division, and a brand-new kayak going to the top winner in the kayak division.
Yeah, we donated a nice Liberty paddle kayak. It's a beautiful kayak. Liberty is one of the up-and-coming kayak companies. Kayak sales are really down in there. They're not doing real good, but Liberty seems to be hanging on and doing really good with theirs. Real happy to have them in my store. And He has really done a lot to donate and support two tournaments here in Jacksonville, the El Cheapo in the kayak division and now the redfish division in the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. So very, Liberty's done a great job there.
I went by one-to-one to make a deposit the other day, and the boat was sitting in a parking lot over there at Regency, one-to-one by Walmart. Nice boat.
Yeah. Okay, that's for the Kingfish division.
Correct. And that's the big prize.
That's the big prize. It's been donated by one-to-one. And so it's a big week. Like I was saying, this weekend coming, a week from this weekend coming, is the redfish. Then it's followed by the VIP. You got the media day. You have the dock tournament for the kids. And then the Kingfish tournament itself. Now, what 2 days is the Kingfish tournament?
Friday, Saturday.
With the prizes being given away on a Sunday, I believe.
Starting Monday the 15th, tournament site will open and you will be able to register on site. Let me find it. Yeah. July 16th, they'll host the Junior Angler Dock Tournament. July 18th to 19th is when the General Kingfish Tournament begins.
Yes, right. So it's a big week coming up for the... Now, guess what's also
Contender
happening?
Contender Boat is the sponsor of the first prize in the big fish category.
Right. Well, guess what else is happening the same weekend? You have the second weekend of the snapper season in North Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the snapper season starts this weekend, I believe it is. We have 2 weeks of it. And then their second week is next weekend. Now, let me tell you what, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of our customers. We're having one of the best years we've ever had. And I put that new cooler in with the offshore baits, or freezer, excuse me. And I have never seen so much offshore bait fly out of a store.
Yeah, we just stocked it the other day.
It's empty. It's empty just about. And it looks like they're going to have a hard time getting any cigar minutes. We're hoping, but looks like the... It hasn't been a good season for them at all.
Are they Cuban or not? Are Cuban cigar minutes or no?
Yeah, they're Cuban.
Okay.
They're good. They're really good ones. Only you would come up with a dumb you'll have the snapper boats, and the Kingfish tournament has a snapper division of some kind. I'm not sure exactly, but there's a Kingfish division in this. There's a snapper division in the Kingfish tournament. And then I think Palms Fish Camp is also at the same time putting on a big snapper tournament to go coincide with all this.
You're going to need to get to the boat ramp early.
Oh,
that's going to be crazy town.
Snapper Clapper or something they nicknamed it.
Snapper Slapper?
Slapper, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't watch out, you're going to get slapper slapped.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, that boat, Rick, that boat's going to be equipped with a 250-horsepower Yamaha, and I saw it yesterday. Looked sharp. Valued it over, or the day before yesterday, because the banks were closed yesterday, because yesterday was 4th of July, so the banks aren't open then. All right, Yamaha motor and trailer will be valued at over $108,000. On the aggregate side, first place, it will again be $10,000 cash, thanks to our sponsor, Custom Tree Surgeons, and 115 Yamaha, $13,000. That's good prize money, bud.
Yeah, it's really good prize money.
Good prize money.
Okay, and then after that, like I said, you're going to have a snapper season and a Kingfish tournament going on all at the same time. You're right, Noah. If you don't get out on that dock and get out quickly, you might have a hard time getting out. You know, I can remember the old days, though, when we had 1,000 boats in the Kingfish tournament. We'd get out there the day of the tournament on the pier, and you could hear the rumbling before you could see the boats. And it was just a fantastic sight watching 1,000 boats come around their jetties.
It used to sound like the beginning of a NASCAR race or something, on that first lap.
Same thing when I'm sitting on the beach at Volano.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like a roar back inland, and then here they go.
Oh, for coming out of that one.
Coming out of the inlet.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite a show.
But I tell you what, that inlet scares me to death for some reason. I heard so much problem.
I think it's Matanzas is the bad one.
That's the real bad one. Yeah, I have seen that's one of my favorite places to fish, and I have seen so many boats high and dry.
And Juneau's another one.
Yeah, when they're trying to get out of that pass, looks like they're on a jet ski launching into the air because they don't know how to time it.
Right.
It's a big sandbar that shifts north and south all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people just think blast straight out, but that's hardly ever the case. Mm-hmm. You got to turn and go north quite a ways.
Right.
And coming back in can be just as deadly or just as dangerous. Like I say, I'm the only one that's caught a 21-foot mako off the beach.
Wow.
He ran across all five of my lines. That's how close he was.
Wow.
But he wasn't in the right trough. And when I say he went high and dry, he went high and dry, both motors out of the water.
Yeah. Mako, we're talking boat now, not
that's
shark.
That's a big shark.
21-foot mako boat, had all five of my lines wrapped around both of his props, and he's high-sided, and he was okay.
Well,
I ran over there to check on him, make sure he was alive.
They used to do that all the time at the pier when the trolley rig's out. And these boats would come flying by the end of the pier, and you had all these trolley lines out with the mud hooks on them.
Yes.
Anchored down.
And 10 guys standing on the railing going, go out.
Yeah, go out. And they come across, and all of a sudden you see them.
Yeah.
They got about, 10 or 15 lines all wrapped up in their motor. It just shuts it down, man.
It does wonders to your lower unit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tears that lower unit right up. You're not careful.
Rip those seals out.
Yes, exactly right.
So give the guys on the pier and the beaches a little bit of room.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, guys, the whole week's full of tournaments and
ICAST.
ICAST, you're representing me. ICAST
down there,
and you need to take your little rolling suitcase because we got to
bring you all kinds of.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a bunch of business cards so they can mail us whatever samples they want to mail us and everything. I just got so much going on, I just can't break away to go there. But I thank the good Lord for all the problems, because without business, you don't have problems. You kind of just sit there.
And thank the good Lord you're still here.
Period. Yeah, that's true, too, on that. But no, I just wasn't fired up about ICAST this year. It's a famous saying. All the colors of all these new jigs and rigs and everything, it's not for the fish. It's for the fishermen to buy. In other words, if you got a mirror lure that's pink, they're going to come out with a brown one, so you have to buy a brown one. Now you've got a brown and a pink one, and then next year they add another color. And pretty soon you have. Yeah.
When you run out of colors, they invent stuff called Fire Tiger.
Fire Tiger, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
Chicken on a chain.
Chicken on a chain.
Electric chicken. Yeah.
And chicken on the chain is darn good bait, though.
Yeah.
Yep. It is. It works. Yeah.
But when they try to bite into that chain, it'll break their teeth. 904-831-1023, 904-831-1023. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Chicken on a Chain. Sunny 102.3. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future. Our commitment.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim over at Fat Cats Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Well, Fish Dip is here. Say hi, Fish Dip.
I made it.
All right. I'm going to save Noel for this last hour, because it could almost take an hour. We're going to be talking about surf fishing overall.
I like some surf fishing.
Right, and we're going to be talking about the new shark regulations. Me and him have read it, evidently, and back and forth. So it's going to take a while to talk about that. But what I want to ask you now, I've had a bunch of guides in and out of the store.
Right.
Me and Terry went out yesterday.
Right.
We caught flounder. Caught some flounder.
That's good.
Okay. But we didn't.
Good eating.
But everybody at the marina, because we, about 11 to 12 o'clock, the whole world started coming into the river. And I hope they all were safe through that one storm that we had. It was a pretty good storm at my house. I don't know. But the day before, it lightning and thundered, and we didn't get a drop of rain. Yesterday, we finally got some rain, got poured on. But anyway, get back to my point. Nobody has seen reds. Nobody's seen any school of reds. But then I look on Facebook, and there's you and your cuz. Y'all have taken, what, first and second place in a tournament?
Second and fourth.
Second and fourth, okay.
Yeah.
And y'all had some nice reds.
Yeah.
And, okay. Did y'all fish the local area? Wasn't that tournament out of St. Augustine?
Yes, okay. It was.
Did y'all fish local? Or
I fished local.
You fished local?
Yeah.
And
yep.
How about Craig?
Craig was local.
Okay.
The guy that won was fishing in St. Augustine.
Dean. Okay.
And, I mean, he absolutely killed it, and he did it the first day.
He had an 8.74 or something
had,
like that?
He had, no, 483 inches, I think, is what he had the first day.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Was it a kayak tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
They had a red division, they had a kayak division, and a kingfish division or tournament.
Okay.
So this was
St. Augustine, Kingfish
right.
Hermit.
Yes, yes. Ancient city. So, you know, the boats and all had to bring in two fish. The kayaks, since we're photo release, we had to catch 20 fish. So 20 fish trumps 19 fish. No matter, Craig actually beat me in inches,
right?
But he only caught 17 fish.
And you had 20?
And I had 20.
Very good.
I had about 23 fish when it was all said and done.
Stop bragging, okay?
But, yeah, I stoked some good ones. Saturday, first thing in the morning, I only caught 3 reds first thing in the morning, and I caught some nice flounder and a nice trout. I had a 22-inch trout, a couple of 20-inch flounder, and a 30-inch red. So I had a 72-inch slam. Too bad it wasn't a slam tournament, or I'd have been walking away with that one. But so we went out later this afternoon. I hooked up with Travis Goodall, and we fished till about 11:30 that night, and I caught another 7 decent fish. So,
Travis fishes a lot at nighttime.
Yeah, you know, well, he works during the day. He's got to get in sometime.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, he stuck a nice 33-inch red, I think.
Uh-huh.
Caught it right in front of me.
And that was another question I was going to ask you. Were you allowed to keep oversized reds or measure them?
Yes, because we're just measuring and undersized. So okay. It was just, you got to get 20 fish. And my plan, once I hit 10 fish that night, and I was like, I was wore out by 11:30 at night.
Let me ask you a specific question on that then.
Yeah.
Did you catch more fish at night in cooler temperatures than you did during the day in the warmer temperatures?
Sort of, kind of. Yeah, I caught more fish, but I don't know if it was attributed to that because I switched areas, because I caught some really quality fish.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Altman is planning on running for president.
So he said sort of, kind of?
Sort of, kind of, but maybe. But only if that maybe was sort of, kind of.
I don't know that it was because it was cooler in nighttime versus I was fishing a totally different area.
Okay.
I mean, I was not 10 miles from where I was fishing.
Okay, let me ask the question again. Did you catch more fish at night?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Now, the next morning, between 9 or 8:30 and 11:30, I caught 10 fish.
Right, okay.
The next morning. So, but they were all little rat reds. I just went to a...
That was most of the fish that we heard about yesterday. The ones that were caught reds were rat reds.
Yeah.
And,
Was just a get numbers type thing.
Right.
And then after that, then...
Did you notice what the water temperature was during the daytime?
I don't know. When I stuck my foot in it, it felt pretty good.
You didn't have nothing to read off your little toy box?
I don't have a toy box.
You ain't got a toy box?
No, I don't need...
Standard equipment, man.
I don't need one.
Okay.
So, well, I know where I'm going.
No, I know.
When you're fishing in 2-3 feet of water, it doesn't really matter.
But hey, well, in my boat, that's what we fish in, is 2 or 3 feet of water.
I was fishing docks first thing in the morning.
We were fishing docks first thing in the morning.
And then at night, we're pounding grass lines. So
did you fish over by your dad's house?
No.
Okay. I heard there was nothing in that creek.
So I wasn't fishing there.
You already knew then, all right?
I already knew.
Okay, yeah.
I'd gotten some reports, and, you know, I mean, I talked to people. They go, man, I fished clapboard. We didn't get nothing. There wasn't anything. Sisters wasn't really producing. Browns Creek wasn't producing. I hit it during the week, went over to Dunn's. I didn't really, you know, do anything over there. Stuck a couple of fish, and that was it. And they weren't big.
Well, we went out to, I forget the name of the creek. It's the last one before you get to the jetties where the sandbars are.
Holover Creek.
Holover, thank you. We went to that area, and there were some flounder, but no reds.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed and kind of
And
shocked.
Now they've finished the work that they were doing over on the Holover Bridge and all.
Right.
And they've got a place, they've got a parking area over there that you can go over there and walk and shore fish right there.
Right, I saw that. It looks like almost like a boat ramp.
Yeah, and it's a nice little area over there. It holds a lot of fish. But, you know, I mean, that's the first creek that you get to from the ocean. So those fish are coming up in there.
That's what I would thought.
With that big sandbar that's there, so if you go in a boat, make sure you get out with some water, you know.
Just go.
Or you're going to be sitting inside for a while.
Well, if you're going into it, you need to go, and you're heading north, okay, you better go to the left. And that sandbar has switched.
Yep.
So we're on the right-hand side as you're heading north.
I saw something yesterday. Somebody was asking about if the buoys had been changed, like up in Volano or up in that area, you know, because he said he went out there and his chart wasn't matching up with the buoys. So I guess those buoys get changed around with the
sandbars.
The sandbars as they move around. And they were talking about, don't always rely on that. Use your depth finder. So, Noel, you were talking about the
It looks Mako. Good, but you should have been watching that depth finder.
Now, if you're listening and you like surf fishing, we're going to get this second hour. We're going to kind of donate it to Noel and surf fishing and try to understand the shark laws and everything else. So this might be a time for you surf fishermen you would love to listen to. And we should be going on break in about a minute. And so I'm just trying to throw this out early.
That's going to be some good information.
That's going to be some great information. And, again, I was born and raised on the surf.
So was I. But I feel like I'm a novice surf fisherman. I can catch fish in the surf, but I don't know the ins and outs.
There's still some bait and tackle stores that are having a rough time. And in Jacksonville, I think we're down to the minimum number. But surf fishing and saltwater fishing is on a decline, while freshwater fishing is on a severe incline. And the reason being, from everything I've read and what most people are stating, is the regulations. Not the regulations restricting you from catching a rich, it's just the regulations on all the fish. And
figure they couldn't catch saltwater fish.
No, it's the old saying, you got to take your lawyer to go fishing.
904-831-1023 is the number, 904-831-1023, listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Website is GoneFishingShow.com. There is no G in that word fishing. Y'all stand by. We'll be back shortly.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing, with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.